I am just blown away that so much is happening, like you said, from Wynn, Arkansas, and that God is opening these doors. And as we have the honor of preparing to host Stephen and Kenyon Baldwin for our event, just how God really is the producer of all things. He is the master planner. He knew long before we did that the Baldwins would be here, and is blown away as we are with all of our growth and everything that is happening and the opportunities that we've been provided.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler. Today we want to take you to Wynn, Arkansas. It's my pleasure and has been for several programs in the past to welcome Millie Lace, who's the director and founder of Concepts of Truth International. Today we have the privilege of introducing Maggie Piller. Maggie has been with Concepts of Truth for a while, and I just realized that she and I actually did a live radio show together from the Wynn High School. How long ago was that, Maggie?
Oh, gosh, I think that's been 4 years ago, probably.
Has it been 4 years ago? Yeah, I guess it has been. I didn't put two and two together until just now when you and I were talking before we went on the microphone, that you were actually there with us when we did that live broadcast. That was the first time I know that a Christian radio station did a live broadcast from the science class of a public high school talking about an abstinence-based sex education program that Concepts of Truth developed.
Absolutely. Yes, we are so honored that the public schools there let us in to teach our sexual health curriculum. It's based on the whole person theory, and it is built around abstinence. It actually is built upon God's word. We cannot specifically say that in the classroom to keep that separate, but yeah, we are honored to be there, and it was a great privilege having you there and being able to record. And as you said, we actually got a couple students to go on live with us.
That's right.
We weren't too afraid to talk about the program, and you know, sex is a hard thing for teenagers.
Hey, that's a big step.
So that was, it was a really cool thing, and I'm glad we got to meet there, yes.
Maggie, as I mentioned, Millie, the director and founder, her and her husband Dale, founded this work way back in, was it 2002, I believe, or 2001?
Actually, they started in 1999.
Oh, my goodness.
With a CD called Buzzing Melodies, yes. And I think they got more into what we're doing with abortion recovery and sexual health and that in 2001. So, yeah, long time. This will be our 17th year, I believe, in operation in total, the way we count it from start to finish. So
I know there comes a time where batons are passed. There is a baton that's being in the process of being passed. You started out as a bookkeeper with Concepts of Truth there in Wynn, Arkansas. But you come into a place that you believe God is leading you and calling you, and you've been mentoring into the position of becoming the new director of Concepts of Truth.
Yes, I have been with Concepts of Truth about 5 years now. My title is Director Protege, so that means kind of director in training. Now, I'm sure Millie is listening, and we're not giving her the boot, and we know she's not leaving anytime soon, but trying to learn more of what directorship would mean and fulfilling some of those roles, taking some on a little at a time so that when the time comes that Millie needs to step down, that somebody will be there to jump in and that the ministry will continue and God's work will keep on going with the ministry is our hope and our prayer.
Well, there's some great work going on, Maggie, as you well know, and we're going to share that this half hour on our Mid-South Viewpoint program with our listeners. Before we go any further, though, one of the reasons why we got together, Millie always will shoot me out an email or a text, say, hey, Byron, we've got our event coming up. Can we talk about it? And of course, I want to talk about it because it's not just for the event's sake. It's to be able to expose our listeners to the wonderful work that Concepts of Truth is all about, that really got its vision, and it kind of birthed out of a vision that Millie Lace had from seeing Life Choices of Memphis in operation, which has been doing a tremendous job for the past 31 years in our area. Down in Wynn, Arkansas, Concepts of Truth has come alive and is meeting some really wonderful needs, and it really is serving in some different ways that maybe Life Choices is not serving. So we want to let our listeners know about that. But also, you have got a fundraising gala coming up on May 5th. You've got a special, I don't even know how you got him, but you've got Stephen Baldwin and his wife, Kenya, who are coming to be your featured guest for the fundraising gala.
Yes, yes. We are so excited about how that all came about. And he said, you don't know how we got them. And the only answer we have is truly God just made some divine connections and appointments. And Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and his wife, Kenya, are going to come to our gala on May 5th. It's next Friday at 6:30 p.m. They are just a wonderful, godly Christian couple who have been in Hollywood, who are in Hollywood, and they're going to share with us just a little bit about their testimonies. We're calling it Life at the Movies, and just kind of how being a Christian in Hollywood is and has affected them and their work and just their lives. So we are thrilled. We are just so humbled the way God has orchestrated all this and directed and produced it. Really, we say he has just really blown our minds. I mean, you know, God does things bigger than we can imagine, and this is definitely one of those things that we never would have pictured ourselves from Little Wynn, Arkansas, to be able to do. So we're truly just honored and so excited about the opportunity for them to come.
I'm always amazed at the things that happen in the little town of Wynn, Arkansas, as a result of the faith of the staff and the vision that Concepts of Truth International has. Even adding the name international to it takes it beyond the boundaries of Wynn, Arkansas, to every nation. We're going to talk about that. But before we move forward, what are some of the typical circumstances that clients find themselves in when reaching out to Concepts of Truth?
Our primary focuses are counseling, recovery, and prevention. So we do have in our office professional counseling available on a sliding scale. But our biggest thing we have is our international helpline for abortion, recovery, and prevention. So most of our clients are men and women who have had an abortion in their past or maybe are pregnant with an unplanned pregnancy and looking for just some answers and guidance. And our staff are from all over the country who take calls 24/7 and have experienced the pain and hurt of abortion but have received healing and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. So they're able to share their experiences with the callers. And what we do is we talk to them, but if they need help, we have a database of local pregnancy centers like Life Choices in Memphis, who we refer our callers to go in somewhere locally close to them and get the help that they need there. And so we are truly just all about life, and we know that that means being for life from the beginning of life to the end of life for everybody, for all people, even the people in Hollywood, to tie it back to how God brought us the Baldwins. You know, it is just truly a God thing, and we are just so incredibly humbled at what all God is doing. And as you said, the nations, we are now a member of the United Nations. We're a non-governmental organization of the United Nations. And this year, we did our first side event. We presented our first side event as a non-governmental organization at the Commission for Social Development. And I got a chance to go to that and be there, and it was just incredible. We had people from, I think, 13 different countries represented there. So we are truly, God has opened doors for us to truly reach the nations as well as continue to serve our local community.
I mean, this is like an open door for Concepts of Truth to share the message of life, even opens up the door to share the gospel in many cases. Obviously, you have to be discreet about that opportunity. Hey, God does provide. Millie has been on in the past and has shared as an official NGO to the United Nations. That trip you recently returned from, you talked about some of the opportunities that have opened up. Any new developments as a result of this NGO?
Well, Millie and Dale, actually, are in New Jersey, and we have an office there now, a satellite office. And so they are there part-time throughout the year running that New Jersey office. And a big main part of the reason they are up there is to be at the United Nations often, making connections with other NGOs and delegates from other countries and getting the word out about who we are and what we do so that we can get our recovery curriculum and abortion recovery resources to people in all countries.
Maggie, this is a real issue. When we talk about abortion recovery. This is nothing to make light of. These are heavy, heavy burdens and problems that even nations are dealing with all around the world, and they need help, and they're asking for your help.
Yes, yes. Again, I mean, we are just blown away at what God is doing and the doors that he's opened, but we have trained women from several countries in our abortion recovery, so it is just so cool to see that these women are going to now be able to bring this abortion recovery that, like you said, is such a huge thing and so needed for women who are hurting to have. And in some countries, abortions may even be forced, but the hurt does not change. The hurt is still the hurt that women can experience after an abortion. So we are just so thrilled that our curriculum can be out there to these countries, you know, like you said, as well as here locally. The doors have opened. We did this year a training. Our Ohio director went to Michigan and trained a group in a church that wanted to be part of our curriculum, wanted to know it and be part of our recovery, to be able to lead people in their area in it. So God is just opening doors, as we said, locally and here in the United States and truly across the borders.
Doesn't it just amaze you to see how God would raise up an organization out of Wynn, Arkansas, of all places, to stand up for the unborn and for the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations?
Yes, absolutely, Byron. I'm blown away every time I think of it. You know, I moved to Wynn from Dallas, Texas, which is a much bigger
state. That was a move for you, Maggie.
It was, but every time I think of what God is doing from Wynn, Arkansas, like you said, I am just blown away that so much is happening, like you said, from Wynn, Arkansas, and that God is opening these doors. And as we have the honor of preparing to host Stephen and Kenyon Baldwin for our event, just how God really is the producer of all things. He is the master planner. He knew long before we did that the Baldwins would be here, and is blown away as we are with all of our growth and everything that is happening and the opportunities that we've been provided. He truly is just the provider and the producer, and we are just so thankful for the opportunities and for our staff that we have who so faithfully serve in this ministry.
Yeah, I know you've got a wonderful staff. Hey, you know, practically, Concepts of Truth has developed foster care and adoption programs as another resource to their clients. Now, you've personally opened your door as an emergency foster care home. What exactly does that look like, and what kind of adjustments have you had to make in order to accommodate these children?
Well, we are, I mean, definitely as a organization that affirms life, foster care and adoption is a choice that we put out to people. And so my family and I felt that foster care was something that we have been called to do, to take care of some of God's children as we're able. And we actually started as an emergency placement home, and now we are a regular foster care home. And we this week took in our first just official placement that may be a long-term placement of two kids. And it's an adjustment. We have one son who's two biologically. And so, you know, just adjusting for us all overnight, going from a family of three to a family of five has its challenges, but it's exciting. And we are just honored to be able to serve in this way and show the kids who come into our home Christ's love.
Maggie, how does someone become a Concepts of Truth foster care family?
Well, actually, right now, we are not licensing families as Concepts of Truth. That is something that one day, if God leads us in that direction, we would be just blown away and would love to do that. But we actually did get licensed through the state of Arkansas, and that's just something that, as we are life-affirming, we just believe is something that's very closely related, and that one day we hope to be more involved in.
So right now it's kind of confined to the state of Arkansas?
Yes, yes.
Well, we've got Arkansas listeners now, so those who might want to know more information, I guess they can go to your website and contact Concepts of Truth to find out more.
Yes, absolutely.
What about adopting a child through Concepts of Truth? Is that regulated through the state of Arkansas, or can families adopt outside of Arkansas?
Families can adopt through your local state. We have helped facilitate a couple adoptions at Concepts of Truth. We do offer of course, adoption as an option for women who call our helpline and who are, you know, experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. We definitely encourage them to look into adoption, and we have helped create some adoption profiles for families who are wanting to adopt, and we have helped facilitate a couple adoptions with mothers who just felt like they wanted to give their child the gift of life and an adoptive family.
Maggie, earlier we were talking about abstinence-based sex education in the public high school that you teach there in Wynn. I know you have been part of developing the curriculum for that program. How do you create a curriculum for high school students that they take seriously and see the value of saving sex for marriage?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's a tough thing. I came in after it was initially developed, but I have tried to help continue to make it relevant as topics go on. We added a section and a video about twerking, as that has become a popular dance move for the younger generation, and just trying to teach them the value in respecting themselves and their bodies enough to know that they are worth waiting for is really the message that we try to send across them. And we use several means of getting that message across through PowerPoints and videos. And we show a movie that's called Bison Love and Life at the Movies. And we show a classic film, Roman Holiday, to tie all of our concepts in together, where we truly are. Our goal is to just let children hear, maybe for the first and only time in their life, that they are worth waiting for, and that sex isn't something that they have to be pressured into doing or that they have to do.
Feedback from students. I mean, obviously, when you get a mixed gender classroom talking about sex education, I'm sure for high school kids, that's a tough place to be. Have you gotten feedback, positive, negative feedback from the students? What have they said about what they're receiving from that class?
Absolutely. We have got some wonderful feedback from our students. We actually have about 87% of the students who go through our program at the end of it say that they would recommend our program to their peers that they take it. We have about 63% of students who end up committing to sexual purity at the end of our program upon completion. We have student comments from sex should be something special between you and your spouse. Its purpose is not only for reproduction, but for bonding together and becoming closer to your other half. So we really are trying to instill principles of sexual health in these students that will last them a lifetime. And that's what we try to get through to them, too, is that this isn't just something in high school. Your sexual health really does carry on through your whole life.
I think it's a wonderful program and plan, and I'm excited to let our friends listening know about what you're doing. It's incredible. Going back quickly to the post-abortion counseling, which I know is a major part of Concepts of Truth outreach and international outreach, what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? And I can't help but think there might be someone listening right now, and maybe they have unresolved abortion in their past. They haven't dealt with the pain. I mean, they're living with issues and things that have bombarded them. They've carried through the years, but they've never dealt with. You have a number of folks can call. It's 1-866-482-LIFE. 1-866-482-LIFE. Anyone listening right now fits into that place where you have abortion in your past. You've never talked about it. You've been carrying the hurt, the pain. Maybe you have developed habits and other things in your life as a result. You're ready to find peace and find hope. I would encourage you to call this number, 1-866-482-LIFE. But as you reach out to these men and women, Maggie, facing these issues, what are some of these unresolved issues, and why is it so important to deal with that?
We see just a lot of men and women calling in who, whether it was 2 days ago or 20 years ago or more, just say that they have been just overwhelmed with depression and guilt and shame, sometimes as serious as suicidal ideations. And so obviously, if that's the case, we try to get them professional help quickly. We do not claim to be professional counselors, but we just know that there is so much hurt that is carried with this. And so we truly just want to help women be able to find hope and healing and forgiveness, as you said. And as I mentioned earlier, all of our staff know what that feeling is. They've been there themselves. And so that's what makes us a very unique helpline, is that we are not coming at all from a place of judgment or anything else, but very much understanding the place where the men and women calling are coming from.
And understand some of those places, Maggie, that men and women might be calling from have actually been military bases overseas, where maybe a military personnel living in a different country serving the U.S. military has called that number and has received help.
Yes, absolutely. We have had several. We were really blown away the first one we got, that we have had calls from Iraq and Afghanistan from people who have experienced abortion and were just needing an outlet, needing somebody to talk to. And Byron, we are able oftentimes to share the gospel with the callers. And so we can tell them right then and there on that very first call, which our calls are all confidential, but we're able to share the gospel with them right there so that they can hear about Jesus maybe for the first time. So it's really an incredible opportunity we feel we've been given and that we have to minister in that way.
What have you enjoyed most about working with Concepts of Truth?
Oh, goodness. There are so many things. Truly, the passion of Millie and Dale, who are the directors and founders of the ministry, is just really an honor to work under people who are so passionate about what they're doing. And like we said, with the staff who are just so on fire for life and so passionate about the calling that the Lord has given us, but also being able to be in the schools with their sexual health program that we've been talking about and to see how responsive the students are. They truly are hungry for something different than they're getting and seeing in a lot of the mainstream media. They really are hungry for truth, even if they don't know or realize that it's the truth of God.
Yeah.
The truth.
That's right. What a great story. And I just appreciate so much you sharing your heart, your vision, your passion for Concepts of Truth and for the people that you serve. We want everyone to come out and support this great event. Stephen Baldwin, actor Stephen Baldwin and his wife Kenya, Friday, May 5th, 6:30 p.m. This will be taking place. Is this the Wynn Technology Center?
It is. It is. The address is 1790 Falls Boulevard, Wynn, Arkansas. Tickets are $30 for general admission tickets. There's $75 for VIP tickets. But for our radio listeners today, if you go to iTickets.com, you can find it by searching Stephen Baldwin's name or Concepts of Truth. You'll find it. And if you use the coupon code 10, T-E-N, off, O-F-F, 10 off, you can get $10 off any ticket. We will have Nuke's Eatery catering the evening for us. So come on out at 6:30.
You also have the Patterson Baptist Choir performing a variety of songs. That'll be uplifting.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited that Patterson Baptist Church is going to be giving us some songs and a little bit of worship for the evening, I'm sure, along with some music. And so, yeah, we're calling it a red carpet event that you're not going to want to miss. We're so excited about this opportunity, and again, just so blown away that we're bringing an actor and his wife to Wynn, Arkansas. It's a first for Wynn, Arkansas for sure, and definitely a first for us.
These VIP tickets include a meet and greet and a picture with Stephen and Kenya Baldwin. Also, you'll get preferred seating. Go to itickets.com, search the event, and make sure you use the promo code 10 off, T-E-N, OFF, because you heard this radio show today. You can save $10 per ticket. And it's not just a ticket for an event. you're helping to offset the cost of the event, and you're learning about this wonderful work and helping to support this wonderful work. And this could also be a good way for people to learn more if they want to become volunteers, which I'm sure you could greatly use volunteers.
Absolutely. We need people to help get the word out about what we do and who we are and what God is doing. So yes, absolutely come. We would love to see you there. We would love for you to get involved. All proceeds, as you said, from the tickets do benefit us. We aren't paying the ticket venue or anything like that. So all proceeds do directly benefit Concepts of Truth International. Byron, I didn't tell you this, but if you are okay with it, we have two VIP tickets to give away on your show.
We can do it right now. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so we've got two VIP tickets, which include the meet and greet, a picture with Stephen and Kenya Baldwin, and that preferred seating. These are $75 value. We're going to give away, how many did you say?
We have a pair.
A pair of tickets. To caller number 3 right now at 901-683-0640, 901-683-0640 for the Concepts of Truth International fundraising gala featuring actor Stephen Baldwin and his wife Kenya. That is a great deal, Maggie.
Well, yes. Sorry to sneak that in on you, but I thought you'd like that. And the VIP does start at 6 p.m., so you'll have time before all of the hustle and bustle of the evening starts. So it'll be a private time for the VIP tickets.
And it's caller number, did I say 3?
Yes, sir. Caller number 3.
901-683-0640. VIP tickets for you. Pair of those be caller number 3, 901-683-0640. Call now. You better hurry. Maggie Piller, I am so thankful for the opportunity to visit with you today. Thank you for your passion and your love for what you do at Concepts of Truth and sharing that with us today on Mid-South Viewpoint.
Yes, Byron. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We appreciate you and all of the support that you have given us over the years. We truly are thankful for the opportunity today to be on and to share just an update of the ministry and to share our event, Life at the Movies, May 5th.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, friends, if you want information about Concepts of Truth, go to conceptsoftruth.org. Is that right, Maggie?
That is right, yes.
conceptsoftruth.org. And again, if you're dealing with past abortion issues in your life, please call this number 1-866-482-LIFE, L-I-F-E. That's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. I'm Byron Tyler. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye now.